Chapter 28. He was in Dix's office, 4 in the afternoon, sunlight slashing through the blinds behind the desk. Dix's bald head was gleaming, as always, as if he'd not only just shaved it, but buffed it. His long-sleeved white shirt looked as if it had just come out of a dry cleaner's box. Jesse knew without having to look under the desk that the black shoes Dix liked to wear with his pressed jeans were as shiny as the top of his head. All in all, Dix made Vinnie Morris look as sloppy as Pigpen in the old Peanuts cartoons. He was tan, clear-eyed, curious, and attentive, the look on his face, no matter how serious the topic, making it seem as if everything in the world amused him, but only somewhat. From the start, Jesse had found it impossible to see him as the falling-down drunk he'd been when he'd been a cop. Dix had told himself that when it came to world-class drinking, he had retired with all the championship belts you could win. Belts, he said, being the operative word. There was only a blotter on the desk in front of him, and a brass lamp in the corner. No pens, no notebook, no landline. Just Dix's hands in front of him, palms down. There was even a shine to his fingernails. They had spent some time today talking about Sonny, even though there had never been a single afternoon like this from when they started working together, that Jesse had felt as comfortable talking about the women in his life as he did about Copland or drinking. Dix had asked him if he was happy being with her. Very, Jesse said. She with you? All indications are that she is. Then don't be a dick, Dix said. They teach you that language in Freud school, Jesse said. Variations. He had told him about the assault on his department and the precautions he had taken, but how he'd rejected help from Lundquist. You would, wouldn't you? Dix said. Finally, Jesse got around to the Hutton investigation, all the way through his meeting with Lily Kane that morning. Dix asked if Jesse felt she was telling him the truth, and that the nurse was. I did, Jesse said. And you're usually such a suspicious type person, Dix said. But let me ask you something, cop to cop. You ever find out that somebody you believed in the past was lying their ass off? Jesse grinned. Once or twice, he said. The old man spent time in Florida, Dix said. The nurse came from Florida. The dead guy lived in Florida. Until you find out there's no connection, you have to assume there is one. Maybe we should switch seats, Jesse said. They sat in silence, as if retreating briefly into their own interior selves. Jesse had once told Dix that, more than anybody he'd ever met, he knew who Jesse was, who he wasn't, and who he was trying to be. On the other hand, Jesse only knew things about the man seated across from him that Dix wanted him to know, and things really only relevant to Jesse's wellness, his sobriety. Jesse always knew when they were coming to the end of his 50 minutes without checking his watch. They were there now. He hadn't solved any of his own mysteries since he'd sat down across from Dix, but he felt better for having been there. Maybe Dix was right. Maybe he was becoming more assimilated. I feel like I owe this guy, Jesse said, even though I met him just the one time. Because both of you ended up in that room, Dix said. And because I know how hard it is to get there, he said. He got sober and then somebody killed him, Dix said. Doesn't seem right. Dix patted his hands gently on the blotter. Time was up. Next week, I'll let you know. Jesse turned and walked toward the door. Hey, Dix said. Jesse turned. If it was me, he said, I'd like to know a little bit about how the old man spent his time in Florida. Does that count toward next week's session? Jesse said. On the house, Dix said. He smiled, teeth as white as his shirt. When he got home and put his key in the front door, Jesse saw that it was already unlocked. He never left without locking the door behind him. He quietly turned the knob, gun already in his hand, and stepped into the room. Sonny had just come out of the bathroom, wearing only one of his big white bath towels. She smiled and dropped the towel, and put her hands up. "I'm not armed," she said.